He keeps himself in trim by bending bars of iron. This bar is the genuine article which we tested before he began to play with it.
Beyond the bend. Beyond the bend.
All right. For the third time, first guest I've had on for three times. Welcome back to the podcast, Derek Graybill.
Thank you, Jody. I requested this, so I don't know if that's for your doing or mine, but I'll take it. I'm happy to be back.
Well, anyone who hasn't gone back and listened, actually, maybe don't go back and listen, because when I listen to my first episodes, I like cringe, but Derek was kind enough to be my first guest, and it set us on our way all the way back of August of 2020 was that first episode, and that Derek was recommended by Jaden Majenski, who I don't think is doing much bending these days, but and that's how I got hooked up with Derek. So it's been a long time. So you've been up to a whole bunch of stuff, but you know what I want to ask first is I didn't start asking what the first time you saw someone bend a piece of steel was until after I got a few episodes going. So before we get into anything else, I want to know, who was the first person you saw bend some steel?
I thought I answered that on episode one. Maybe I didn't.
Oh, really?
Let's see. I can't quite remember if it was, I think you may have asked how I got into steel bending, which is how we
That's
got
probably what it was.
Grip board and gator grip. I'm trying to think who the first person would have been. I'm sure it was some YouTube video I saw on grip board. I mean, the first person like in person who like was memorable was Aaron Corcoran.
Right. So
I'll that one. And I'm sure at some point, I can't remember if it was before or after I started bending steel, that I watched like the old World's Strongest Man.
Yeah. But
I think later, because I think that was in like my college days, I got into the older World's Strongest Man's and I started steel bending at 14. Mm-hmm. I'll just say Aaron Corcoran, like he invited me over to his little garage dungeon gym when there was like a meet. There was like a location thread on grip board of like, where are you at? And I saw this other dude in Tucson. So I was like, oh, hey, you know, let's meet up. Let's train. You can teach me some stuff. Hopefully my mom had to drop me off because I was 14, obviously. That's funny. And yeah, he taught me I bent 3/16 round. That was I got stopped at 3/16 square. Like all this genetic talent I've been gifted. I'm in this shit. It's 15 years of hard work. Probably Aaron.
That's cool. Yeah. And I've been actually for the last probably 6 months, I went back to 77. I've watched every World's Strongest Man, including some of the heats. I'm up to 2016 now. I've watched every single one. just like at bed at nighttime going to bed, I'll just throw one on and I've watched every single one. So even the early crazy steel bending over the head and with the towels and all that.
So many injuries. I don't remember how many people tore pecs, but at least one.
Yeah, it's scary.
Not well advised.
But all right. So I do want to talk about some other stuff that you've done, but let's just get right into the gold nail saga. So for anyone that doesn't know, Derek has a little bit of history with Iron Mind. We'll get into that quickly. Basically, we've had some recent events, and that's why we wanted to have Derek come on to kind of explain what has gone down. And the fact is the unthinkable has actually been done. So go ahead, Derek. Let's talk about it.
Well, first of all, for the record, Alex Klimovich did do the gold before me. Granted, he didn't open package on video. I don't know for a fact it wasn't like the old spiral golds. I'm surprised he never asserted, but just to get that out of the way, I'm not the first person to ever bend under cert conditions, but I'm the second and the one who instituted a rule change. So I'll take the thing. So I'll go all the way back to the start, because I'm going to share this with some of my non-bending friends. And I want them to kind of know what the fuck this is about.
Yeah.
So in obviously started bending in 2006, 2007, I think it was early 07. So I worked from 3/16 round to the red nail cert, which was done on, I believe it was Valentine's Day, 2009. So I was 16 years old, 16 and a half. As far as I'm aware, I'm still the youngest person to ever do an official cert, but I'm not positive on that because I haven't really kept up with the latest lists. So Aaron Corcoran was my judge at that point, did it in his little garage dungeon with a couple other old OGs from Grip. Wes Pert was there. I don't know if anyone even knows who that guy is anymore, but he was also a young like phenom, but he, you know, went off and did like strongman or powerlifting or something. Did that cert. It was like 8 seconds. Relatively proud of that. I think Aaron was one of the only people that did faster. I think he did about 6 flat. And then I don't remember exactly when my name got taken off the list. I was trying to dig through the old Ironmind forums and find it. Obviously that thread is no longer there, and Gripboard has too much stuff to like sort through.
Yeah.
I think it was like 2010, 2011. So I think it was before I left Grip for good at that point in time. Randy and I were, there was a discussion on the Ironmind forums about steel and variance. at that point, I think I was reading on some like slightly more recent threads. I feel like Randy might have changed his stance on this. It's hard to really say, but at that point, Randy firmly believed that steel did not vary. His grippers were all the same. His bolts were all the same. His bends were all the same. He just believed that steel was inherently consistent. It has to be. I mean, I don't know why he would think that, but that was his belief system. Yep. And so myself and Josh Dale, and there were a few other benders involved, you know, got on him about it. We're like, hey, that's not true. Like, steel inherently varies. Here's evidence on the cradling system. Here's evidence on Aaron's bending certification or calibrations, excuse me. And a lot of that stuff was from Eric Milfeld. So he's, you know, corrected him, and he did not take kindly to that. You know, Randy does not like being corrected. He's a 7-year-old with a PhD in something at that point, you know, whatever age he was. So he didn't take kindly to that. My name, and along with Josh's, and I think there were a couple others, were removed from the red nail list. I've actually heard since then, and during this whole saga, that actually I guess people were removed from the 3 lists too. I think there are other people that were removed from the red nail list. Like, he's just a power hungry son of a bitch who doesn't like when you say anything back to him. Yeah. And then I just kind of left it alone. I didn't really care because, I mean, I had my name on other lists. It wasn't really like a relevant thing to me. And shortly after that, I left Grip to go on and do like powerlifting, strongman, and kind of, you know, dip my toes into every strength field in some capacity, arm wrestling, etc.
So the original issue was actually just because you confronted him about variance in the steel. I was remembering that it was due to like difference in wraps or something like that. It was just because of the, okay.
Purely the steel thing. I mean, at that point, his rules were clear. I mean, I'd never have liked the fact that there's no delineation between the old list and the new list. Mm-hmm. I don't even remember who the last person to do it was with open wraps, open time limit. And no one does, because there's no delineation on the list. But no, it wasn't about that. It was about just me knowing for a fact that steel varies and him disagreeing with that and not liking that he was being questioned. I don't know if he knew or it mattered that I was, you know, 18 at that time or whatever, but he didn't like that I was questioning his authority.
Yeah. I mean, that was my experience with it was I had trained on red nails, the YouTube video of me doing it. I sent away for the package, whatever came was like way harder that I couldn't even at the time complete in doubles. Like, and I was like, well, this sucks. Like, so I sent it back, you know, really kind, and was just like, these aren't what I had bought from you to train on. Like, this is clearly different. It looks different, this and that. And he was like, all right, well, send me a sample. So I sent him what I had. And he got back to me and just said, no, there's no difference. These are the same. And I was like, all right. And I just sort of like lost motivation to even do that. And I mean, you know, frankly, Ironmind is pretty much obsolete when there's things on the table like Harito's site. And if anyone wants to get on Harito's roster, which is actually way cooler than Ironmind, use promo code CHEERS, save 10%, support the show. Anyway, so variance in the steel, you get kicked off the red nail list. Did you make any stink about it at the time, or were you quiet? I can't imagine you were quiet about it.
I was a little quieter then than I am now. Maybe not. I don't know. It kind of depended on the mood. I think there was a stink about it on Gripboard. I think at that point, I probably was banned off Ironmind just knowing Randy. I don't remember that. I tried to find my old logins, and both of my emails, which were then the only emails I had at that point in time, did not exist on his site. So either they phased out or he like permanently blocked me. Who knows?
Did he engage on Gripboard, or was that just on Ironmind forum?
As far as I remember, he never has been active on Gripboard. There is like an Iron Mind sub forum, and I think he sponsors it in some capacity. Okay. Really not positive on financial support, but I don't think he ever had a handle or engaged on Gripboard. So this was on the Iron Mind bending forums, which are now just as obsolete as Iron Mind. But I went on there, and the last post was 2017.
Yeah,
there's been like 30 total posts since they were put formed in 2011 or 2012. No, before that, anyway.
And there's been a history of sort of like sketchy stuff with them, right? I mean, like the Joe Kinney or whatever the dude's name is that closed the Four, supposedly. There's definitely like weird stuff in the history of that company, right?
Yeah, I don't know much about the Joe Kinney in relation to Randy. I know there's a lot of people that don't believe Joe Kinney's Four was actually the strength of a Four, because that was back when there were no rules. You just did your own gripper from home. There wasn't like an open package.
Yeah.
It wasn't anything like that. There were no, I don't even know if there were in-person judges. I think there might have been. That's a little before my time. But essentially the theory is, or the speculation is, that he foot stomped his gripper or chest crushed it to oblivion. Like essentially his number Four was probably around as hard as a 3.5, and he deep-set the fuck out of it. That's what I know of the saga back then. I don't know if, you know, Randy was involved in that in any capacity.
I thought I had read something like they were standing by that cert or something like that. I just went down a hole one day reading about, I don't know how much of it's current.
What do you mean standing by the cert, like versus it being
like Iron Mind was backing the legitimacy of that cert?
Oh, I mean, that wouldn't surprise me. I mean, he was the first person on the Four list. Like, he's this famous grip guy to some extent. So, you know, obviously that'd be like questioning Brookfield's cert. You know, Kenny would never, or not, sorry, not Kenny, Randy would never go back on that cert because he's the founder of the list, more or less.
Right.
Yeah.
So anyway, over the last, you know, when we've had you on the show before, you would kind of drop little hints here or there about your, you know, issues with Iron Mind and everything. So bring us up to speed about present day. So you decided to really take on the gold now.
Yeah. So after I cut down the 12-9 and got number one on Harito's list, because that was the actual goal in my life, not the gold nail. Right. I would chase the gold. It's kind of like a side quest, which makes me feel a little bad for all the people who have, like, the red nail is their big goal. I mean, that shouldn't be your big goal, like, you know, contribute to a site that actually supports vendors.
Right.
But I get why it's a huge goal for people. Like, it's the one that people outside of bending have heard of, because no one outside of bending or grip has heard of FBBC or Harito or et cetera, but people have heard of Iron Mind because of its association with World Strongest Man, you know, all that.
Yep.
But I feel kind of bad for those people because I really like ruined it for everybody in a way. But, you know, I mean, in another way, Randy really ruined it for everybody. So I'll pull up my emails just so I can read you I'm going to be as transparent as I can be. I'm actually going to post these screenshots on my Instagram once we get finished. I just didn't want to until we had this podcast.
Okay.
So on January 30th, I sent an email to sales@ironmind.com. Because I didn't have Randy's email at that point. I said, "Dear Dr. Randy Strassen, I would like to formally request to be the first ever certified gold nail bender. I'm located in Tucson, Arizona, but I'd like to travel to this year's Arnold Expo in Columbus, Ohio from March 4th to 6th. Do you think you could coordinate a judge? I'm not sure if you have contacts at Rogue, but a spot at Record Breakers would be cool. If not, I could just meet someone on one of those days. I would be leaving by Sunday night, so I need to be done by 2 p.m. Sunday. Signed, a former Red Nail roster member, Derek Graybill."
Which is totally a legitimate email.
Yeah, it's totally legitimate. There's some snark there. And what I'll say about all of these emails, like, I didn't start, obviously, as we've discussed, with the respect for Randy. Like, for me, respect is earned, not given. Randy's never earned my respect. But there was an email he sent where my respect level went from 0 to -1,000. Uh-huh. and I'll share that with you shortly. And that's when shit really ramped up.
Okay.
Then I got an email back from Melissa Galpin, who is, I guess, one of his errand girls or something. That was just kind of like I'm sure everyone's got this email. "Dear Mr. Graybill, thanks for your email about certifying. Following is the link to our website. Read the rules, blah, blah, blah."
Yep.
Please don't hesitate to ask any questions. You confirm you read and understand the process. Please let me know. Look forward to hearing from you. So I said, Dear Miss Galpin, although my name is not on the Red Nail roster, I did previously certify and I'm quite familiar with the rules. I'm ready to proceed the attempt. Please let me know if a judge can be obtained for the Arnold, as I want to confirm before I book my travel. Is Dr. Randy involved in certifications anymore? Given the fact this cert has never been attempted in our personal history, I would really like to hear from him. Best, Derek Radel. Then I have to find Randy. He only sent me one email, as I think I may have mentioned recently on the Instagram.
Okay.
She forwarded that email to him. And he said, Derek, why was your name removed from the Red Nail roster? Thank you, Randall Strawson.
Okay.
That's a stupid fucking question. Whether you remember me from a decade ago or not, which I think he does, because that seems like something Randy would remember, that's a stupid fucking question. I didn't ask for my name being removed. That's for goddamn sure.
Right.
Like, no one would. I mean, regardless of your stance, I mean, that's until David Wigerin, you know, bless up, Wiggy. But, you know, no one would ask to be removed from that list because it still was historical to an extent. Like, I was proud to be on it. I was the youngest bender. I may or may not still be unofficially. But that was just a really stupid email. And then my response, which you never responded to, was, hey, Randy, long time no speak. I do not know the answer to that. I have no control over the list and certainly wouldn't ask to be removed. I don't think the others requested removal either. How are we doing how to judge? If you get Ode Howden to do it, I would be honored. If not, I'm assuming there are several qualified judges that will be in attendance. Best, Derek Gravel. I don't think I signed that one sarcastically. No, I did not. So I never got a response to that. That was on February 1st.
Okay.
Everything else has been from an errand boy or errand girl, I guess I should say. So then the response from Melissa. Dear Mr. Graybill, thank you for confirming that you've read the rules and understand how to qualify. I think this is another token email. On the gold, Iron Mine Gold Nail, I forwarded your inquiry to Dr. Strawson. Dr. Strawson. As part of our certification process, we request that you kindly complete the attached pre-certification questionnaire. Please also send a video of you bending the gold nail according to the rules. We will review your completed pre-certification questionnaire and video promptly and be back in touch with you for the next steps. Thank you, Dan. We look forward to hearing from you.
Okay.
So one thing I have to disclose, which may be obvious, I guess, as these emails are coming out, I requested the gold nail cert before I had bent the gold nail.
Uh-huh.
That was my level of confidence. I didn't need to bend it to know I could bend it.
Yeah.
I know I always sound cocky. I feel like a lot of people probably hate me by now. it took me 4 sessions in IMPS to bend the gold. From my first session in IMPS in years to doing it was 4 total sessions. I just want to mention that casually. So Ms. Galpin, so I had to wait till I actually finished the gold to send this back. It was a 9-day delay. Ms. Galpin, I have attached the questionnaire and below is the private link to my gold nail according to certification conditions. As I said, I sent them the one without audio.
I was wondering about that actually, because when I watched it and I was just listening to your commentary on it, I was crying, laughing, thinking that this dude just like gets this video and it's just like your commentary over bending it. I was just like, and then I think I saw in the pictures on your Instagram that one had no audio and I was like, oh, he must have sent that one. But I was thinking you sent the one with your voice like in it, and I was just like laughing so hard thinking about that.
No, I had to do a video editor to delete audio from the whole clip. So I was like, oh, well, you know, I don't want to poke the bear too hard right now. But I was just like, I probably shouldn't have just said any of that in the bend, but y'all know me by now. Like, that's just who I am as a competitor. So like, yeah. I just could not say that shit during the video. I made one without audio, but I'm pretty sure, like, because of the way I was turned to the camera, I'm pretty sure you can read my lips say "fuck you, Randy."
Oh, you probably can.
which you'll see in the email they sent to me. They probably saw that because the video that was without audio, he's the only one that has the link to that, and it was watched 9 times.
Oh,
so I'm pretty sure they rewatched and tried to read the lips a little bit.
Yeah, that's pretty funny image to think of.
Oh my God. So I said, so here's the link to my gold nail according to the certification conditions. The package of new gold nails was opened on camera. This is obviously the package I bought from him separate. According to my time, the bend was exactly 1 minute and was certainly done inside of 2 inches a few seconds prior. I did not have a timer as my wife was at work, or I would have been more cognizant of time. Please let me know when there is a judge assigned. My wife and I are trying to coordinate a trip to the Arnold, so please let me know if a judge is available as soon as possible so we can book travel. A few days go by. Dear Mr. Graybell, thank you for submitting your pre-certification materials. Your video has been reviewed and we would like you to repeat your attempt. One, okay. There was no clear demonstration that these were Iron Mind bending pads. So I'm going to stop here.
Okay. So
apparently there is precedent for this. I forgot to show, so in their defense, I still think this is a bullshit rule, because while what other, you know, tri-fold 12 by 12 blue iron, like Cordura wraps did I make up in order to cheat this cert?
Sure.
But apparently it happened with one of Jan's friends in Germany. He was telling about it. That somebody did have to redo their pre-certification video because they didn't show the little Iron Mind tag. So tag, stupid, right. But I guess there's precedent, and I suppose I understand the reasoning for it. Again, I don't even understand why there's a pre-certification process.
I know. No one else has that.
Yeah, and like if I still demonstrated the ability to do it, just send the fucking nails.
Yeah.
This next one's funny. Please submit your video with the audio, as there were concerns about potentially unsportsmanlike behavior. Yeah, I'm guilty of that. I don't think there's sportsmanship in the rules, though, which is what I pointed out to her in the subsequent email. So I don't think that's legitimate either. But I understand their feelings were hurt. And so both of these points should be easy for you to address. And as a courtesy, we are sending you 3 gold nails and a set of Iron Mind bending pads. You can submit another pre-certification video. We understand your interest in booking your flight to Columbus, but you might want to make this decision independent of whether you would be having it, whether or not you would be having an attempt to officially bend the gold nail just to be on the safe side. So, I mean, I'm going to get to this in my subsequent reading of emails, but I'll take a break here.
Okay.
So, you know, that's horseshit. I mean, that's ridiculous that they sent me golds and wraps
with
the expectation that I would do another video opened on camera. And in the subsequent emails, what I'm going to get into is they were requiring me to use the new, brand new Iron Mind wrap pads.
Right.
As all of us in bending know, Iron Mind pads take a while to be conditioned. Like, those things do not... They're like a pair of brand new dress shoes. You get them new out of the box, those things fucking hurt.
Yeah.
Fucking hurt. So, you know, that's just not, and there's no rule. There's no rule about sportsmanship. There's no rule about opening pads on camera or using brand new pads. There never has been before. Right. Now they're, even though it's not really clear in the new rules that you have to use the new pads, it just says we're going to send you new pads. Nowhere in the rules, I don't know if you guys read this, nowhere in the rules does it say you must use the new pads we sent you to bend the thing. It just says we're going to send you new pads. I'm like, all right, fucking great. Send me another donation of pads. I'll do it.
Yeah.
You have any questions before I go on to the next one? Anything you want to elaborate on?
I don't think so. And I was thinking about my pre-certification. I don't think I showed the tags. Like, I think that's inconsistent on their part too. Like, I think I just showed the nail.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
And apparently it did happen before me, so it's not purely a hatred of me. In full disclosure. So next email, Miss Galpin. Darn it, I completely forgot to show the Iron Mind tag on the wraps. In all fairness, they're clearly trifold 12 by 12 blue Cordura wraps on video. Is that not sufficient for pre-certification? Clearly I have demonstrated the strength, making it worth your time to send 3 nails and Iron Mind wraps at your expense. What difference is it to use those for an official certification versus another pre-certification?
Yeah, the fact that it's just all the pre is like a little, it's silly. It's just silly.
Yeah, agreed. And again, like I said in the email, if they're going to send this shit anyway, why not just send it to the Arnold where I wanted to cert, and we can do the same thing there. Regarding unsportsmanlike behavior, I reviewed the rules very thoroughly prior to the bend and since, and I have not seen anything regarding unsportsmanlike conduct or conduct in any regard. I attended it fired up while bending, and I do not feel this should be a reason for disqualification. Please let me know if I need to censor myself on the actual attempt. Regarding pre-certification do-over, am I able to use my current wraps and nails? I do not wish to wait for the package to arrive, plus my current wraps are nicely broken in. Can I just redo the video with showing the tag and being a good sportsman? Or am I expected to open this whole package on camera and use the nails and wraps? Best, Derek Graybell. just getting more and more ridiculous. That's why I just kept saying they're making up new rules, because they literally were making up new rules for me as they go.
Yeah.
And obviously she's just the errand person. I'm sure yeah. in her ear the entire, I'm sure they're forwarding emails back and forth on what she should say. I'd love to see that correspondence. Unfortunately. Yeah. Dear Mr. Graybell, it's not a problem and we'd like you to do this again so that everything is perfect. The package is already on the way to you and we would like to see this done as described, please. So open the package on camera and have at it. Also, being enthusiastic and fired up is fine, and we are confident that you can understand the difference between that and unsportsmanlike conduct. So this should not pose a problem. Tracking number is blah and can be tracked on USPS.com. On your official attempt, please also plan to use the wraps we sent you to avoid the possibility of someone subsequently challenging the legitimacy of your wraps and the bend. Good luck and have fun. Thank you. I'll pause again before the next one. I mean, it's ridiculous they're asking me to use brand new wraps on camera. Right. It's also ridiculous that they're asking me to use the same wraps on the actual cert, because how would you even know the difference?
The way I interpret that is two ways, and they're both not good. Because one is they're so clueless about bending, they don't really understand that the difference between a broken in set of wraps and a new set of wraps, or they do understand that and they don't want you to cert, so they're making it harder. So it's one of these two things, and they're both not good.
I was automatically assuming the second, but I always forget about the fact that Randy knows nothing about bending. I forget to assume the least him. So yeah, you're right. It very well could be that they just assume those are the same and they want to be extra legitimate, I guess, and therefore right. want me to bend everything on camera. But there's another piece to this puzzle, and I actually forgot to bring something in from outside. I may have to put you on a quick pause and go bid it just for this, but we'll get to that. Where's my next email? Okay. Dear Ms. Galpin, why can we not make this the official attempt? I know there is a local judge who did my red nail certification back in 2009. This just seems like an outlandish amount of work for a pre-certification. I have already sent a video of me bending a gold according to the rules. There's no rule for pre-certification. There wasn't at the time. Now there is. Yeah. Or official certification about using brand new wraps. As far as I know, no one has ever been required to use brand new wraps in any red nail certification. Your wraps need at least warm-ups to break them in. So if you would like me to open the package on camera, it would be roughly an hour-long video between chalking of my wraps and warm-ups. My wraps were bought within the last year. You can check my order history if you would like, and have not been tampered with outside of regular chalk and regular use. I have read and reread the list of rules, and no part of this process is listed. The entire pre-certification concept is not even listed on your website. I kindly request that we make the new wraps and seal nails the official attempt. I understand the desire for legitimacy for something that's never been done before. If you would still like another pre-certification video, I will do so with the current wraps and bars clearly showing the Ironman logo and that the wraps have not been modified in any way. Is this agreeable to all parties? Please feel free to have Randall call me at blank if you would like to discuss further. Best, Derek Graybell.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. And then the response to that. Oh, actually, so they never responded to that. That was on February 18th. I went up getting the nails on February 18th, the afternoon. That was a Friday.
Okay. And
Saturday, the week. So I'd done my bend on February 12th. My current training regimen, just so you know, I've decreased intensity a lot just because that was just destroying my elbows and hands. So now I only do max effort bends like every 3 to 4, sometimes even like 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Otherwise it's like volume at 70-80% and weight training. So essentially because of this debauchery, I decided to do max effort bends 2 weeks in a row. So then here's my email just to give you some needed context. Hey, y'all, right. We have two problems. One, there were no nails in the package you sent.
Oh, God.
I cannot make this shit up. There were no nails in the package. Either it was messed up in packing or somehow they fell out in transit. There was a very small hole in the package, but honestly, I find it hard to believe they would have fallen out of that. It's only big enough to fit a Sharpie through. Two, I tried bending two from the same stock as last week. And between the flu I had this last week, not COVID luckily, and new wraps, I tore my finger open and did not succeed. I can send the whole video if you'd like. We'll verify what I said above, but it's obviously it was not successful, so I'm not sure the purpose. How would you like to proceed? Would you like the video? I know I can succeed in an official attempt because I already did one. I just forgot to show the wrap logo on camera. If you'd like to send me a new package to open on camera for another pre-certification, I'll need about 3 weeks total, but I'll do it. I'll also offer if you will just get a judge, I will pay him for their time, win or lose. You set the price. We're all just making up rules as we go along anyway. This is where my emails got real shitty.
Yeah, I can understand that. I mean, that's a lot of back and forth over like a pre-certification. I can understand that.
Yeah, exactly. And like doing, so I mean, between, as I said in that email, between that week, I wound up pretty sick. I don't know if it was like steel sickness, like, you know, CNS sickness from didn't miss that hype that Saturday, or if it was real sickness. It wasn't COVID, luckily. But I was pretty down and out until like Friday. Didn't train at all that week. And then Saturday I was feeling pretty good. So I was like, well, fuck it, let's go. And then also with the wraps being brand new. Now the video literally was an hour and a half long. I had the wrap, the video camera recording while I chalked up the wraps. I wanted to send this so badly. I'm so mad I didn't succeed because it's so like, it's so subtly petty in like the best way. Because I chalked the wraps out the package. And that was when I was like, there's no nails in here. And then I wrapped them around a bar, let them sit while I was doing my squats for warmups. I like came back and like talked to the camera and was like, hey, you guys got a book? I hope you guys have a book. It's going to be a long video. And then I did that. I proceeded to keep doing that. I kept chalking the wraps, did like my warmup bends, chalked the fuck out of the wraps between each bend. At one point in the video, I was like, guys, I just love squats. I've been reading this great book about squats called The Squat Bible from Dr. Aaron Horshig. Best book about squats I've ever read in my life. Dr. Aaron Horshid is a genius. I said that on camera and I'm so mad I didn't get to send it to Randy. It's like, man. You know the intent there. Yeah. I'm talking shit just subtly. Yeah. I was being a good sportsman, but I got my jabs in. So I'm really mad that I failed. But so I was going to bring the package. I'll post a picture on Instagram, I guess, unless you wait to get it. But the hole, there's two holes in the package. So like if they went all out, but there's literally no way that three gold nails could have fit through this hole without someone forcing them through it. Like they could not have occurred in transit.
Yeah.
So that means that they intentionally sent a package with holes in it so that my pre-certification could not be successful, even if I had bent it. Because even if I had bent it, they would have said, oh, well, there weren't golds in there. Our mistake. We must have messed up the packing because the packing slip said three golds.
Yeah.
We messed up the packing. We'll send you another one. Do it again next week.
Yeah.
We're intentionally delaying my certification or pre-certification or whatever the fuck you want to call this bullshit. So that, you know, I A, couldn't cert at the Arnold, or B, would give up and never cert ever. And then C, they wound up just changing their rules because they didn't want me to cert ever. So there's still more emails. Do you want to stop for a second?
No, I'm following along. I think we're good. I do want to talk about your training leading up to the 12.9 and stuff like that, but let's save that after we conclude the gold nail saga.
Let's do it. So then there was no response from February 19th to February 23rd. And I think it was on the 22nd that he announced the moratorium
on
due to growing concerns.
Yeah, I like that.
Legitimacy, growing concerns. Yeah. Were to the pause. Who had a concern? Nobody. Nobody in the world had a concern besides you, Randy. So February 23rd, the day after that thing came out, I sent, and all of these emails had Randy CC on them, by the way. Just he never responded. He was always CC. Hey y'all, just wanted to check in because I hadn't heard back. My cert process was started before this moratorium, so I'm assuming this does not apply to me. Is that correct? Just being a wise ass. Either way, I'm excited to be the first name on the gold nail list. So let me know how to best move forward. Would love to prove that I'm strong as a Derek. R-R-I-C-K. Yeah.
Yeah.
Best strong as a Derek. D-E-R-E-C-K or E-K, excuse me. I spelled my name. Again, being a wise ass, because that article was so clearly.
That was wild.
He's such a troll. Like, it's unbelievable to see a 70-year-old with this CEO of a company with this much time on his hands to be an internet troll. Like, unbelievable. Right. So then I got, let's see. Dear Mr. Graybell, the moratorium applies to everyone. And if you have now been following along Iron Mind's announcements, you know that we expect to be lifted within 2 weeks. So this should not slow you down. And once the moratorium has been lifted, you're welcome to reinitiate the certification process. Meanwhile, we wish you success in training. And I keep losing my spot. Okay. Dear Ms. Galpin and Randy, that seems a bit unfair to me since I had already started the process and proved that I was capable under the old rules. How can I be certain the rules will not change again after pre-certifying on those rules? If I didn't know any better, I would think the rules were changed because of me being ready for the gold nail. The timing certainly seems suspicious. Is it just niftier to have the appearance of exclusivity than an honest cert process? I feel like I am being discriminated against as a Derek, D-E-R-R-I-C-K. And isn't the whole point to show that you are as strong as a Derek? Best, the greatest bender of all time. two more emails. Dear Mr. Graybell, your pre-certification attempt was turned down, but when the review is completed and certification reopens, you will have an opportunity to resume the pre-certification process. Our apologies for any confusion. Derek Poundstone is whom we think of when we say strong as a Derek. Well, that's curious, because A, he never bent a steel bar in his life. Yeah. B, still spelled his name wrong, because his name is spelled like mine.
Yeah.
C, didn't put Derek Poundstone or have any reference to him.
Yes. Yeah,
that's just... they're backpedaling. Yeah. Then they sent me to like his Fortissimus poster. Sincerely, Judy Marius. So now Melissa's gone. I don't know what happened to her. I said, Randy, oh no, what happened to Melissa? Did she speak up to you and her name was deleted from the company just as mine was from your list? I hope not. She seemed nice enough. We, the bending community, will never again certify on your lists, mostly because your rules are completely asinine and virtually impossible. Even John Brookfield did not comply with your new rules, and he certainly could not have. I'm sure making the red nails certification completely impossible will be great for sales. Best, Derek Gray Area. And then I sent the two memes I posted on Instagram to him directly.
Right. Yeah. Now, it seemed like they had an issue with you using a clamp too. Did they ever mention anything about that? Because there was like some mention of like using mechanical means of holding the wrap down, and
It's in the new rules. They never mentioned that to me in any capacity. That was just, I don't know if Randy just took offense to that because it's not true to the old strong man grab a rag and throw it around and bend it, or if it was just about me.
Yeah, and
they're the Graybell rules, so they're all tailored off of my attempt more or less. But it's hard to really say. Like you said, Rand, they really know nothing about bending. So I think part of it is just that they think we should all be true to the old time strongman who grabbed a dish towel and threw it on the end and, bent it in a show atmosphere inside of 30 seconds or whatever.
Sure.
And get the perspective there, but it's not realistic, nor is it how sports should move. I mean, imagine if there was a powerlifting federation that was like, man, knee wraps and belts and all this stuff is just way too safe. We should make everyone go back to lifting in their bare feet with nothing on them at all besides, a Greek diaper from the 1700s or whatever, 1100s. I don't know. My history is not great. Imagine like that's the equivalent here.
Like switch the barbell to like a cow or whatever Milo
lifted. Yeah, let's have a world's strongest man contest with no belts, no wraps, no sleeves, no chalk, no tacky, no nothing, and see if anyone gets hurt. Fuck yeah, they're gonna get hurt, but that's stupid. You're being ridiculous. I think there's some combination thereof of like his dislike for me and my lack of desire to bow down to his greatness, and again, his just holding on to this antiquated concept of bending as it used to be in the 1910s versus how it's evolved to in the 2020s.
Right. I mean, anyone that actually is something, now that I've been around and talked to a bunch of people, and it's like there's no denying there's a big separation between people that are sort of carrying on the legacy of old time performing strongmen and then steel bending as a sport. I mean, they're just two different things. And anyone that can bend big steel certainly can wrap up a 60D nail in a rag and bend it. I mean, it's not that big of a deal. But the fact is doing that with a red nail is hard, you know, like very, very, very hard. And like these rules are completely out of touch, and it just shows just a lack of understanding of what's actually going on in the sport of steel bending. Now, yeah.
I mean, it's the same thing, you know, to your point with performing strongman versus, you know, steel bending. It's the same thing performing strongman versus strongman. I mean, we are the world's strongest man in this analogy, and performing strongman is performing strongman. I mean, again, right. There's, you know, Pat Povilaitis, when he went up on stage, yeah, obviously you're not going to tatty the fuck out of your arms and belt up and get all amped for a 240-pound stone lift and then, you know, doing stuff on your head or whatever to combination feet. But that's the point, you know, in a show, you're going to have a different execution of the thing. And like you said, with this high level of steel, you just can't be expected to do it in show conditions. And how can you replicate show conditions in a gym anyway? I mean, that's not the point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I think, especially when it comes to strength sports, there's just a big difference between sort of winning over the lay person, you know, that's never done this thing, and then being competitive in the sense of, you know, progressing past the entrance level stuff. You know, it's like, to impress steel benders, you know, that's like the only steel benders are impressed by the 12.9. To a regular person, that's just, you know, that could be a freaking grade 2 bolt. They don't know any difference, you know. it's like I think there should be a little, on the, at least in this circumstance that we're talking about, at least a knowledge of the two worlds and a respect for steel bending as a sport, because it's not easy. It's like,
yeah, I agree. And like the thing that made me a little more mad, honestly, was the stuff that Chaz posted on Instagram, Stranger Grip One, I think is Instagram handle, that he was talking to Randy about suggestions for the rules and stuff like that. And I'm like, either Randy's just pandering, which is very possible, or maybe he has realized he's wrong. Like, I don't know where that is coming from, obviously on the original moratorium post, it said, hey, reach out to us with rule suggestions.
Yeah.
And no one did, like at least no one in the actual steel bending community. Maybe he talked to like Brookfield or Pat Povilaitis, or I don't know for a fact, he never talked to some old time or performer. I'd be curious if he did, but you know, I don't think anyone was actually consulted.
I'm sure not.
And like I talked to Clay, because Clay Edgins, one of the few people on my Instagram who's kind of defending Randy in a way. And he
is that right?
He had a lot of good things to say about Randy. He said that, you know, he has consulted him on grip events in the past and consulted him on the arm lifting stuff. And it's just wild to me, this disconnect. And I don't know if it's just because, again, I didn't come in with this attitude, or if, you know, and or our past disagreement, or if it's, I don't know, but it's just weird. Like if you actually cared about the sport, show it.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, right. I'm not going to purchase any more from him anyway. I'm debating if I want to buy nails for, you know, out of package for like another unofficial cert attempt, but I don't know. I'm taking opinions on that. I don't know if you think I should redo the unofficial cert or if I should just leave well enough alone and move on with my life. I don't know. I'm curious what everyone out there thinks, and I'd love to hear opinions in the Instagram.
I was going to ask about that. So the one that's up there is the one that you sent as your pre-certification that was denied because you didn't show the labels, right?
Yep.
Interesting.
And it was like right at a minute. So, I mean, you know, you could kind of go on either side if that was truly under a minute. It should have been. If I had been aware of time, it definitely would have been. But,
yeah,
you know, that's the areas of questionability, I suppose. But I also get it fresh at the package. So, I mean, you really have nothing to, you know, if a certain somebody name rhymes with Schmadam Schmass wants to doubt my legitimacy, my bends. I opened the package on camera, so there's really not a lot to doubt there.
We almost made it. Elbow drive hasn't even been brought up once yet.
Oh man, we can talk about elbow drive though, man. Yeah,
actually I do. So anything else you want to say on the gold nail before we move on to actually like what got you to this next level of the cut down 12.9 and so forth?
And honestly, like the gold nail, I'm a little sad and a little angry. Like I wanted that spot in history, and yeah. I wanted Josh and Tom to be able to do it too. And I mean, Josh was right on my tails. I was honestly part of what maybe pushed to do it now, because I'd kind of been wavering on doing it, like thinking about doing it. And then I saw Josh was really close when he like, I think it was when he wobbled one in Imps, and I was like, oh shit, if I want to be first, I got to beat Josh now. So yeah. Like, I'm sad and I'm angry for us. And also obviously all the people that were close to attempting the red and had that on their bucket list. Sure. I just want to say to anyone who did, like, support people who bend steel. Like buy from Josh. I'm debating opening my own cert thing. I might when I have a little more time, next couple months or something. Buy from Josh, buy from Devin, buy from Harito, obviously. FBC is kind of wishy-washy, but sure, yeah. Support at least Andrew Ben Steele. His service is just not what John's used to be, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But buy from those guys. You know, there's tons of great lists out there. I'm sure I'm forgetting some. There's the Italia one. There's
GBI, and seems like I guess probably not the time to buy Russian steel, but
there's Italy. There's a lot of other lists that are great to be on, and obviously all of Horn's stuff. I don't love all Horn's little tiny wraps because that's just not my style. But yeah. He does have a million great lists and great achievements and great.
And he has a gold, I don't know if replica is the right word, but a gold length and diameter bar. I think it's maybe even a little thicker. And that's the people who have done that unbraced or on the grip feet list and stuff.
Oh, cool. Yeah, that's right. I forgot he does have that. Yeah, I think it is. It's probably 10 mil. So that is a little thicker than 3/8. 3/8 is 9.3, 4, something like that. So yeah, I don't have too much else to say. I mean, I'm just disappointed. And I'm a little angry that this all happened. I feel a little bad because I'm sure it was partially my fault for being such an asshole.
It'd be interesting to see like how it would have unfolded in another way. I think there might have been, or there is, an effort to keep it as this thing that hasn't been done, or it certainly seems like it. So would have been interesting to see how strict they were on another person that maybe doesn't have the history with them, if someone else had completed a gold, who knows.
Yeah, and I'm curious, like I don't know that anyone talks to Alex Klimovich enough or understands his language well enough to know the reason he never started on the gold.
I'm
curious about that, because there's a video Jan sent me, I'm sure a lot of people have seen it, 3-4 years ago, something like that, where he did the gold with no chalk on the wraps. Like it was just like slick blue wraps, which I'm like, ugh, and like crushed it, like faster than my bends. I mean, wow. Thin pads, I'd say he's probably better than me. And I'm just surprised he never did it. I don't know if it was because that was the spiral golds, or maybe Randy pulled some bullshit with him at that point.
Yeah, I mean, who knows?
To your point, I'm curious if he had a similar reaction with Randy maybe, or yeah. If it was, maybe he did do the old spirals and never actually got one of the new ones. I mean, the way he made that look so easy makes me question, but he is also super strong and thin fat, so who knows? That's all I have for now. If I think there's something else on the goal, I'll tell you at the end.
All right, cool. So you're working with a trainer, it seems like, right?
Yeah.
Let's talk about that a little bit, because obviously you're always super strong, but you were chasing the 12.9 for a while, and then you did a freaking cut down 12.9. So what has changed in your training besides spacing out the workouts with multiple weeks in between, which I also think is a great idea?
Yeah. I'm training with Sam Parker. Great grip and strongman trainer. I don't know. He's still pretty active in grip. He's one of the probably strongest, maybe the strongest pincher in the world. He's going after 345s right now, which is just a stupid feat. And he also has this don't know if I should tell, this might be a secret, but he has a 100-pound hub that he's trying to lift, but it's like so stupid thin and wide. I don't know if he'll ever do it. He's doing it with like banded negatives. Okay. It's just silly. But so he's super strong and was the first Brit to ever total 1,000 kilos in powerlifting, which is 2,200 pounds. So obviously huge, but never really did bending. But he was sort of into bending way back in my day, like, you know, 08, 09. I don't think he ever started the red, partially just because he's fucking huge. He's like 6 foot, like 330. Might have been at his biggest. Now he's probably a little thinner. In fact, that was back in his roid days. But so I wasn't really sure about approaching him. But I had talked to like Aaron about coaching, and he never got back to me. He's got his own stuff going on, and Paul was way too busy. And I was trying to find somebody that like would be in, like someone I could learn from, I guess, you know, no disrespect to a lot of other people, but it's when you're at the top of the sport and bending, it's kind of finding the person that knows something you don't. And I think Sam was a nice contrast because he really understands strength in general, and he still has a good understanding of grip. So we've put in just a lot of weight training has honestly been the biggest gain for me. I'm curious how other people would have in a similar program, how other people's experience would be. Because for me, it was just that, you know, the tendon strength was there, the form was there, but I didn't have the strength in like my upper body and my overall strength. And I think I was just overtraining and didn't have too much consistency. Like I was doing max effort bending every week, and then my in-between workouts were just kind of like fucking around more or less. Mm-hmm. And my consistency honestly still leaves something to be desired. So I've had some injuries and sicknesses and stuff that have kind of left me a little all over the place. But to be honest, I'm doing two upper body sessions a week, lower body in the middle of the week, and then like squats usually before bending. And then, like I said, it's only max effort bending like every 4 to 6 weeks, sometimes 3 weeks. And then the rest is like volume. So depending on what cycles, like with the Ironman pads, it was all like 5 to 10 bends at 60 to 80%, depending on the week and the progression. With the double pads, it was still some of that, but also a lot of isometrics, you know, gripper, chest crushes, just different things mixed in that have really helped push me past that plateau, because I was kind of at that 12.9 for a long time.
Right.
Quite good there.
Now, the squats before bending, is that just to charge up your whole system? And how percentage wise, like how heavy are you going? How many reps and stuff like that?
Generally, yes. Yeah. So like that depends on the week. So obviously if I'm doing high volume, low intensity bending, then my squats are a little heavier. But generally they're, and obviously if I'm doing max effort bend, like the Red Nail, I topped out at 225 that day for a double, which my my best I've done in squats now is 385, I think. So 60% ish, not doing the math. So yeah, mostly lower intensity, just getting the body warmed up versus before I was just kind of doing bending to warm up.
It's interesting. So
I used to do that back in the day. I kind of fucked around with it by myself, but it wasn't a regular part of my program. And I think it has helped.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Now, you said he's a grip guy. Are you doing any specific grip training or no?
Yeah, I do. I'm doing some pinch. I do a lot of axle work.
Yeah.
Axle deadlifts and a lot, some accessories with the axle, like RDLs and rows and things like that. And like thick handle, hammer curls for high reps, lever, like a lot of lever work mixed in. I've always believed in lever work, but Sam's made it more a regular part of my training, which I think has helped too.
Cool. Because it's like, I think people, or at least this is my opinion, it's like bending sort of like in the grip world. Like all my jujitsu friends will like see me bend and steal, and they're like, oh, your grip's going to be crazy when I come back. And then after actually doing it a while and stuff, it was like, I feel like bending is kind of a different thing than grip. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't even know if it really helps your grip all that much. What do you think about it?
Yeah, I think they are. I mean, I think you use your grip in bending, but there's no grip activity like a grip sport lift that really has a direct carryover from bending. I think there is stuff that carries over to bending, going from bending and trying to say like what lift would get better at, I mean, besides maybe levers, which isn't really tested much.
Right.
I don't think it carries over. I think, I mean, there probably is some, for your perspective, some carryover, because I think when you're doing, you know, bending and grabbing onto something at a high intensity, I think that can carry over to, you know, grabbing onto a G or, you know, whatever. Of course, my knowledge of jujitsu is very minimal.
That's
my perspective and view from having knowledge in bending. But I'd say they definitely are different. They're different sides of the same coin, I guess. Right? They're definitely complement each other to an extent. But
yeah. Interesting. And you're only doing one lower body session a week? So you're doing squats or deadlifts?
Like, I do squats and deadlifts. So they're
squats and deadlifts. Okay.
Yeah, most my deadlift stuff right now isn't max deadlifts. It's max axle deadlifts. Mm-hmm. So it's more targeting grip versus like beating the shit out of my upper back. And then I do again squats on bending day, but it's mostly lower intensity.
Kind of getting
working on form.
Any plans to get back into some strongman or powerlifting? I know you've done some in the past.
Yeah, I want to do a powerlifting comp probably this summer, I'm hoping. I haven't done one since COVID just because I don't really feel like competing with the mask on. But I'm this summer, and I don't know if they'll lift that by then. Who knows? But they usually have them at this gym near me, and I wanted to get into the bar. I am planning on hopefully doing a powerlifting comp in July. I'd like to up
I'm my... I'm trying my hand at one in May, actually, May 22nd, the USAPL one.
Okay, so, that's mine as well, USAPL.
Yeah.
It's a good fed.
Yeah, strict for sure, but that's, I guess, be strict is better. I don't know. I'm just trying to keep my damn feet flat on the bench.
That is a downside of USAPL. They have flat feet.
Mm-hmm. But all right, before we get out of here, I want to ask, so clearly when you're going through the bar, there's a moment when you know you have it. I can see it. And you smile all evil, like you're almost through the bar and then you smile. Is that you're just like, all right, I have this thing, like this, I'm losing audio here. What the hell is going on? You got me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. I cut out for a minute.
I heard the very start and that was about it.
Oh, weird. Sorry about that. So anyway, I was saying, when I watch you bend, especially for the max effort stuff, there's a moment where you smile all evil. And is that just when you know you've won, basically, you've completed the bar?
Is that like on the initial kink? Normally, I don't think I've ever noticed that on myself. Is that
You pause before the crush, maybe one hit into the crush. And you do a smile like the Joker or something like that. And you just like stare off in the space. And I think it's where you're like, okay, it's done. Like, you just know you're finishing it. You got to watch it.
I'm going to have to watch my own videos now. I usually watch my videos for form critiques, but I've never.
Now I'm losing your audio. Goodness. All right. Hopefully he comes back here. Sorry, everybody.
Always there. And sometimes, you know, that first hit, you have a little bit of doubt or you try to kick it out, but there's that little seed of it. So yeah, I'd say that's when I'm at that finishing stage and I just know that thing's going down.
Yeah.
Usually around like 2.75 inches. I can feel it pretty well when you get this level of bending I know that thing's not going to last any longer. Like bends do not. I rarely fail inside of 2 2¾ inches.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So I had to show the rest of my shirt before we get out of here too. I don't know if you can clearly see all of it.
I can see a good portion of it there.
Okay. Well, can I show the rest?
Yeah.
I actually made this right before we got on camera because I was like, I got this shirt on clearance because my old one I threw away a long time ago before I discontinued them.
So, all right.
The top says RIP Red Nail Roster 3/3/2022. Graybill Rules, GOAT. And then it says
former Red Nail roster at the top. I can
see yeah, that. I see that.
Fuck Randy, fuck Iron Mind.
So that's gotcha. Nice stuff.
But I am curious if anyone has opinions on if I should go for another like unofficial cert attempt. I really have gone back and forth on this because like since that tear, I'll post a picture of it on Instagram. The tear was probably 3 skin layers deep, the one that I had going after the second pre-certification. Mm-hmm. So since that, the pain tolerance has been lower. I've been trying to rebuild that callus. And you can still probably see the left finger is thinner.
Yeah, I do. I
have angel margin. So I don't know. I've been waffling on that, and I'm curious your opinion and anyone else's who was.
I don't think it needs to be done again. Oh, why are we getting this wacky audio stuff? I lost you. Hang on. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Yeah.
I can hear you too. So you mentioned you had one goal that you were going to say at the end. So let's hear about that and let's get out of here before the audio gives up again.
One goal, is that what you said?
Yeah, I think you said you had something planned, like a next big feat or something.
My next big feat was like is that. I'm just debating if I want to do. I post about that with the new rule change about doing an item live with a gold nail opened on camera and or just one of the ones I already have to do another cert. I mean, for double wraps, I'm really debating where I next want to go. At some point, I want to get back into reversed embrace and that sort of thing just to get better all around and climb the double underhand list because, man, Delmar's beat me by a lot. So I want to get back into those things at some point, but double over, I'm just trying to figure out if, the Gaza bolt is the biggest goal on my to-do list. That's a little ways off. It has a little wobble, has a tiny little wobble.
Wow.
The 3/8 by 7 grade 5, for those who don't know. I don't know if it's ever been calibrated, but it's probably over 900 pounds at 7 inches. And I wanted debating cutting down the 12/9 further, but I don't really know where my next goal is, honestly, double over. You know, the gold was that, and that's been taken from me. So I'm just trying to figure out my next step.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, this is fun. Appreciate you coming on, and I look forward to seeing what you do next, man.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on, and thanks for staying up late for me. It's been a blast, and wish all the best to everybody out there.
All right, Derek. Take it easy, man.
You too. Bye. Thank you.